This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. Just a couple of days away from full squad being back together, man. Seemed like just yesterday. The season was over. We were all these things. And the craziness of this offseason and everything we've seen. Full squad will be on the field on Wednesday. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel joins us this morning. Perk, how you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm excited. I can't wait, baby. It starts up in a couple of days here, so I want to see what this edition of this Mike McDaniel team looks like.
Well, I want to ask you, we're just talking about this. What do you expect for Tyreek Hill? It's going to be a priority to get he and Jaylen Waddle back involved in the big play in this offense. What kind of numbers do you expect?
You know what, Joe? I think Tyreek is going to have a big year. I really do. I think that, you know, look, we've seen him run the 10 100 meters, the 10 1 500 meters. He's going to be in great shape. He's going to be motivated. I'm thinking Tyreek is that he's good for at least 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a 9-win Dolphin team at this point. That's what I'm looking at. And for that to happen, Tyreek has got to have a big year. I'm expecting big things from Tyreek.
All right, but Jaylen Waddle, 6th pick in the draft, at some point, and we're there, he's got to be play like that, right? I mean, was it his fault last year? Was it the offense's fault? What's going on there?
I think we know what Jaylen Waddle is right now. He's a good number two receiver. He's not the best number two receiver in the league, but he's a really good number two receiver. I would expect Jaylen to probably have, you know, 1,100, 1,200 yards. I'm not expecting like 1,500 yards from him. I don't know that Waddle is a game breaking type of a player. He's a really good number two, like Devontae Smith in Philly or maybe T. Higgins in Cincinnati, but he's not a game breaker in the sense that Tyreek is, and I don't think anybody expects that. But he's a good number two receiver, Dave. I don't think we're going to see anything out of Jaylen that makes you think, he could push Tyreek for number one, you know, if Tyreek isn't around next year, which, you know, he's going to cost him $58 million on the salary cap next year, but that's for next year.
You know what? I would take it right now, 1,500 and 1,200 with those two guys. I'd take those numbers right now, and I'd run to the bank. So as we get ready to go into this thing, first of all, How do you feel about cover corners, and do you expect one to be in camp in the next week or two, a veteran?
They've got to get somebody in camp. I don't feel good about the group that they have right there. They don't have even a good number two corner. You know, Jalen Ramsey was a number one. Xavien Howard was a number one. You know, go back to Brent Grimes. They've had good number ones. They don't have a good number two right now. I think Storm Duck is the guy that I would look at to make a big move out of all the guys on the roster. I'm thinking Cader Cole stays in the slot. But I like Storm's attitude. You know, I like the way he approaches the game. Last year as an undrafted rookie out of Louisville, he showed me some stuff, you know, a little bit of grit, a little bit of ability to learn, an ability to bounce back after making a mistake, that short memory that you like in a cornerback. But yeah, Joe, I think that's their number one issue right now is you don't even have a number two corner. And there's not a good corner out there. I mean, you know, Rasul Douglas, Asante Samuel Jr., Stephon Gilmore, those guys are aging. So I'm excited about the defensive front seven. They've got to cover for the back end, and we'll see what Minkah Fitzpatrick can do to cover for those corners also. But, yeah, I'm worried about that cornerback position.
All right, for training camp and youth, who's someone in 2 weeks from now we're going to be talking about that is going to step up and say, wow, okay, maybe they got something here?
I think Storm Duck is that guy. I think maybe Malik Washington could be that guy as a slot receiver. Good rookie season last year, kind of cut short by injury. Look, I want to see, obviously, what Kenneth Grant, the first-round pick, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, can do. And Jonah Tavainaya, I want to see what he can do, the second-round pick at guard. They've got him signed up, unlike most other second-round picks in the league. So those two guys, you know, we talk all the time, they've got to improve the trenches. They've got to get stronger. They can't be bullied. They can't be pushed around. They have to be able to set an aggressive tone. Those two guys, they're the guys who have got to come out and embody what this team is trying to be, a younger, cheaper, just more homegrown product. And those two guys have to embody that. They've got to be two of the guys that we're talking about in a couple of weeks, Dave. They've got to be.
You know, though, Perk, when it goes back to all this, because we're all going to be breaking down every part of this roster, front end, back end, all the different positions. But everything starts with Tua. And Dave thought I was crazy to say this. We need Tua to play 17 games. And Dave Hyde's already got him going 15, going 15.
No, I would say you – look, 15 for any NFL starter, but especially for Tua, would be a good year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Hyde. I don't – look, if Tua plays all 17 magically like he did in 2023, that's great. But let's be realistic. And look, Zach Wilson has got to come through. And they've got to show that they know how to coach up a backup quarterback. They know how to select a backup quarterback. Because both of those things have been a problem in the Mike McDaniel era. But, yeah, Tua plays 15, you know, then maybe you should win 9 or 10 games, and you know, we'll see if that gets you into the playoffs. We'll see what they have to do. But I'm not thinking that Tua has to play all 17. If you can get 14 or 15 out of Tua, Zach Wilson and the work they've done selecting Zach Wilson and coaching him up, boy, that better emerge also. We're talking about what we're talking about in a couple of weeks. We better be mentioning Zach Wilson, who should get most of the snaps because of the way training camps are set up now. The veterans get most of their work in the joint practices, and the younger guys or the backups play the regular practices and the preseason games. We better be mentioning Zach Wilson's name.
All right, Perk, I was off covering the world champion Panthers during the spring while you were going to the – what did Zach Wilson look like in – Did you get any read on him? Because one of the mysteries to me about him is Sean Payton didn't want him as a backup last year, and they didn't sign. They passed, and I don't know what that means in relation to Mike McDaniel. Obviously, liked him to bring him in. Did you get any read on what he could do at all in the spring?
Not really. I mean, he had some up and down days. I thought that he learned the offense in a in a fairly quick way. You know, you talked to those backups last year, from Snoop Huntley to Tim Boyle, and they would talk about how difficult it is to learn this offense, how difficult it is to get the ball out of their hand as quickly as the Dolphins coaches want them to. The footwork is different. So judging Zach Wilson from a couple of months is not fair, but I thought that he learned fairly quickly. I thought he bounced back from mistakes fairly quickly. We're going to see here in training camp when he gets the majority of the snaps. You know, again, it's not just Zach Wilson. It's, are you running a Zach Wilson offense? Because too many times we've seen Mike McDaniel expecting Skylar Thompson or Teddy Bridgewater or Tim Boyle or Snoop Huntley to run the same offense that Tua did, to be as accurate, to make the decisions as quickly. You've got to kind of scale down the offense to your quarterback. So I want to see, what has Mike McDaniel learned from the way he's handled backup quarterbacks? And that should be something else that we're talking about. But we're going to learn a lot more about Zach in training camp here.
All right. Hey, so speaking of Zach, what's your takes? What's going to happen with the contract with Zach Sealer?
Boy, you got to pay Zach Sealer. Now, I think, again, I might have said this done here before, but I think that, look, Zach turns 30 this year. I don't have a problem paying a 30-year-old Zach Sealer, you know, $16, $18 million. What do I want to pay a 31 and 32-year-old Zach Sealer? I, to me, that's probably a bigger problem. How much of this contract do you want to guarantee? But they've got to reward him. At this point, he's the most important player on that defense. He is your best player on that front seven at this point. Now, we'll see what happens with Chubb and Phillips, if they can stay healthy, if Chop Robinson develops, if Kenneth Grant comes along. We know that Jordan Brooks, that inside linebacker, is good. But nobody has been as impactful as Zach Sealer. So you got to break that man off something, but I just don't know how much you want to pay a 31, 32-year-old Zach. I don't know what the back end of that contract is.
$16, $18 million, Perk. Wilkins went free agency for $28 million, and they have similar stats. I mean, the market rate is at least $20 million for
guys. I don't think they want to go any higher with that. I was thinking I 15 either. Or 16. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, then if you're Zach, you say, okay, you want people to test free agency, then I'll run through it. He's making 13, I think, this year, right?
No, I think it's 8 or 9.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, he's 10. I think he's 10. But if you want to be skeptical and cynical, you could say, okay, you've had 10 sacks each of the last 2 years, but you've had Christian Wilkins and Calais Campbell. And look, Wilkins got overpaid. I wouldn't have paid Christian Wilkins what he got paid, so I'm not going to use that as a Zach Sealer any kind of a measuring stick. The Dolphins overpaid on some of those extensions.
But all those guys are making in the 20s. All those defensive tackles are making in the 20s.
Yes, the best ones are, but how many of them get paid in the 20s as a 30-year-old? You know, that's when Zach is expecting to start.
That's the argument.
I understand. And look, as Tua told us, the market is what the market is, right? This is a challenge for the Dolphins because, again, I don't know how much you want to pay on the back end of that contract. It's, you know, you're trying to be smarter fiscally, and this is going to be a great example. You let Janu walk. That's going to be a painful loss. You've lost Teron. You've lost Calais. You want Zach Sealer to be happy, and you want other guys. Devon Achane is coming up. Jalen Phillips is playing on his fifth-year option, but really Achane is the one who's really going to be paying attention to this. You want these guys to see that, you know, as opposed to what the chatter is, the narrative, we do pay our own guys. This is going to be a test of it.
Perk, I don't know how to get into this last one. This is not easy for me. It never is.
Just ask, Joe. Just ask. We've talked about this, Perk.
We know what's coming.
Last time we talked, she had left a few things at the house and had to come over and get them. And that's how we left it. And I go on vacation for 2 weeks, and one night I woke up and I was like, I wonder what the hell happened. And my wife goes, what are you talking about? Go back to sleep. And I go, no, I'm thinking about Perk. So, Perk, what's the latest there, Perk?
The latest is really it's taking a turn. She's getting married, and not to me.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Now that is a turn.
Yeah, man. Really?
It's a turn.
She came over and hit you with that one. Was that like, how'd you take it? Was like, damn, I thought maybe we could at least date a little while longer. What were you thinking? Or it's good.
Sorry to hear
I'm
this,
happy
Perk.
For you. What do you think, Perk?
Well, you know what? Reality is what reality is, if I can borrow a line from Tua. No, I found out one of my sisters called me and said, hey, I was looking on Facebook, and I know you're never on social media, so I just wanted to tell you this. And I was like, what? I was over at her place about a week and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But she never mentioned it. She never mentioned it. So, yeah. But, yeah, so one of my sisters told me. So.
Well Perk, yeah. Can I follow it up a little bit? Then that last time you were with her, did you try to make a run at it one last time, or did you just leave
it
alone?
He did. No question.
He did. There's no question.
No question.
He can lie to us, but there's no question. Go ahead, Perk. We'll see if you're a liar or not. Go ahead.
No, I left it alone because I was told by another group of women, do not lead her on, blah, blah, blah. Don't play with her emotions, you know, don't do that. So I didn't. And, that was last call.
She had that trump card. She was waiting. She had that trump card. Sorry, I'm getting married. But she never had to play it.
Yeah.
Damn, Perk.
Yes.
As long as you're okay, Perk, that's all we care about. You know, if she's moving on and you're good with it and kind of focused, but this means you gotta get rolling again. That means you got to get back and go old school again and start going to some happy hours, ladies' nights. And I've got a bunch of clubs if you want to get in that older group of women over like 55 or 60, Lobster House. Yeah. You know some of those places, right? Down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I was just vacationing with a friend of mine in Hilton Head. So I was in training camp also. I'm getting ready, baby. I'm getting this season. Everybody's got a lot on the line.
Keep the focus on the adjectives and the verbs and everything, Perk. That's what we need to do right now.
That's it, man.
Well, listen, Perk.
Hey. Bill Belichick's girlfriend is my inspiration. I need to find the female version of Bill Belichick.
Oh, that is creepy, Perk. You know, we're going to let you take walk that back right
Perk,
now.
Perk, you're not
that
going Omar. Are you going like 20, 25 years younger this next time around like Omar? What are you thinking?
Heck no. Heck, you know me, man. I'm older. I walk into the club and I ask where mom at. Yeah, where I don't need you.
You know what, Perk? I'm from that school, too. Like, did you marry this? Did you marry second time younger? I go, no, man. I want, you know, same maturity level. That's what I want.
That's it. That's it, man. Training camp in a couple of days on a few levels for me.
Perk, that's good stuff, man. And, you know, you always open up and tell it like it is and personal life. You're not doing therapy, are you, like Omar, though, right? No? No therapy?
This is my therapy, Joe. I'm gonna give Dan Day my insurance info after we get off the phone. You're my therapy.
There you go.
This is it, yeah.
Perk, I'll see you in a couple days out there, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
All right. Chris Perkins.
Well, a little zinger there. Of all the – I would never expected that his ex was getting married, you know.
Boy.
Remarried. Well, he wasn't married to her, so they weren't married. They were dating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Wow. I just...
These writers, I tell you, they—you never know what's up with them.
Everybody's opening up, man. Everybody's opening up. That's a new thing in this world now. Go to counseling and open up. Told my wife the other day, no more counseling.
I need to get to counseling. I need some counseling.
No, you don't. You need good friends to talk to. It's a lot cheaper.
I need a 4-hour radio talk show would do it every day. Whatever you have spills out because that microphone is just needs to be filled up, right, Joe?
I don't get into all the counseling. I'll bet you I spent on counseling. Yeah, I don't even want to go through it. It's been a lot of money through the years. Hell, I ain't marry him. Sometimes I've gone through counseling with them. Sometimes they want to go through counseling, and then I got to pay. I did have a great story, but I can't share it because people wouldn't go over well. But it's just a classic counseling story of.
If I could see Joe's face, he's tempted, but he's not going to do it.
No, I can't do it. No,
pull back from the ledge.
No. The kid, everybody's getting older, and lives down here in South Florida, want to keep everybody happy out there, make it a good sports year, get off to a good start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.